because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. A writer wrote, prayer is the divine in us appealing to the divine above. Prayer is the divine in us appealing to the divine above. Well, John, what you mean by that? First, we cannot pray aright because we cannot see the future. We cannot see a year, even an hour, even the next minute ahead of us. We may well pray, therefore, to be saved from things that are for our good. Think about that. We are praying for things that we think are good, but may not be. Second, we cannot pray aright because in any given situation, we do not know what is best for us. We think we know. We claim. We affirm. We think about it. But we are often in the position of a child who wants something which would be bound only to hurt him or her. As God is often in the position of a parent who has to refuse his child's request or compel him or her, a brother or sister, to do something he or she does not want to do. And I can say amen to this preacher that wrote this, because he knows what is to the child's good far better than the child himself. Many of you have heard me. When I graduated March 1979, I'll never live in Gainesville. Well, I've been here 31 years. My mentor up in DeBar Road, Alaska, I'll never be a deacon or elder. Well, I've served as deacon at 3 churches. And here I stand before you. So let's understand Romans 8:26-27. That's why we don't know how to pray. But we should pray without ceasing. Prayer keep us connected. Okay, I don't want to get into a debate, but that's, hey, you just read what I just said. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. No amens. Amen, Walls. There's much discussion, plenty of debate, controversy, and division on how the Holy Spirit works today. Can a man really know all about the Holy Spirit? Or even a sister? We have some real sharp, smart, wise sisters in this congregation. Most congregations that I've attended. Can a man really know all the mind of a God? Now think about that. That sounds kind of arrogant. Oh, I know it. Check this out. Man can only know, let me read this again. I don't want to mess this up. Man can know only what God has chosen to reveal in his holy word, the Bible. That's how we know, but that doesn't mean we know it totally. In totality. In other words, we are still of this faulty tent, as Paul will use it. Flesh. Okay? We don't know it yet, but we will. As Mark said, we win at the end. We have victory. We see the Holy Spirit mentioned about 352 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 88 times in the Old Testament, called Spirit of God, God's Spirit. 264 times in the New Testament. Of the 39 books in the Old Testament, God's Spirit, the Hebrew word, I'm not going to try to attempt to announce it now, but it's only in 23 of the 39 books. Okay, there's 13 books that doesn't mention it, but we know that the Holy Spirit is still active. You know, if you were to read it, you wouldn't see God's Spirit. And I checked this out most of the study in preparation for this sermon. Holy Spirit is mentioned 264 times in the New Testament, over 60 times in the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 57 times in Acts, 22 times in the book of Romans. Now, in chapter 8, only read two verses, it's found almost 19 times or 18 times, depending on your translation. And it's mentioned 17 times in the 1 Corinthians. There we go. These are some of the references Mark asked me to preach. And I said, okay, you got me on this one. Usually I have a couple of sermons on reserve. These are my references, okay? I have to give credit to my sister, Deborah. You're going to see her talent. She was adopted by Peg and Jim Davison from 1980 to 84. So, Deborah, thank you. What the Holy Spirit is not, okay? Some of our Mormon friends believe it's some type of interpersonal force or cosmic power working random. The Holy Spirit is not mysterious or mystifying it. It's part of the Godhead. What the Holy Spirit is, there are the references there. Okay, the first prayer here. Our theme is follow the Spirit. Remember, Jesus is your shining example. We read on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Then he asked a question, but if salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? And he answers in the following verse, it is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Now, we have a duck up there, and we've all heard before, you know, if it looks like a duck, walk like a duck, talk like a duck. Well, this is the truth. If we lose contact with the Holy Spirit, which is part of the Godhead, and it has the mind of Christ, how can we understand those things that are spiritually discerning? Think about that. Now, I'm not going to come up here and try to define what the Holy Spirit is. Let us bow in prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer for the church. Lord, the world has its share of heroes and role models, but they can never compare to Jesus. As we strive to live our best life ever, may we always remember that the only life worth living is the one that is in Christ, our Lord. Keep our hearts set on Jesus, our light, our way, and our shining example. Help us to always emulate and pattern our lives for the true one, the master of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we read in Ephesians 5, therefore be imitators of God as dear children, as obedient. And then we see in 1 Peter, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy. You also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy because I am holy. We're familiar with John 2, verses 15 through 17. We're in the world, but we're not going to be part of it. So how can we imitate Christ? How can we stay true and connected to him? Constant prayer. You know, we make our petitions known, and then we just yield the right away, waiting for his answer. We have to follow the Spirit. Mind the things of the Spirit. I don't know if you can, I can't zoom in on that sign, but that sign says no jumping or diving from the bridge. Jesus is our bridge. Jesus is the one that is covering that gap. He's reconciling us. Sin has separated us. Sin separated us in the garden. We read in Romans 8:5, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Again, how can we grab hold of the mind of Christ? If you are not studying the Bible, there's 168 hours in a week. I always use that unit as a baseline. How are you spending? How are you investing your time? Only you can answer that. That's between you and God. I'm not going to stand here and profess I have a yo-yo. Some days I meet the quota, 10 to 15 hours. Other days, it might be, other weeks, it might be lower. But you have to measure up to God based on your talents, based on what you are going through. I can't compare myself with Lyndon, Steve, Todd, or Raymond, or Dan, and neither should they do vice versa. Our standard is Jesus. That's the standard. I don't look to the sideline, someone who's just as fallible as I am. No, it's Christ Jesus. We have to follow the Spirit. Pray with me again. Lord, let us not belabor and tax our spirits with snags and complications and life varied and changing tapestry. Help us to place our thoughts and energy toward growing in grace, enriching our spirits under the guidance of thy Holy Spirit. This moment, this hour, this day, lift our souls to your Spirit. The world is full of troubles and cares, insignificant and intricately designed fabric of our lives. In Jesus, we pray, amen. You know, this life is going to always be full of turmoil, chaos, disarray. Nevertheless, we strive to be like Christ. But John, what does that have to do with the Holy Spirit? Well, we are to pray without ceasing. We need the Holy Spirit as that intercessor with Jesus to help our prayers go up to the throne to God the Father. That's how that works. Remember what I said before. We think we know what is best for us. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. I think I knew what was good for me, but my path was directed the way they were. And I thank God for that. Let's look at our next prayer. Number 3, wisdom and awareness. We read in Proverbs 4, I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right path. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your wife. Is your life. Excuse me, I said wife. I'm sorry. Is your life. Wisdom, not foolishness, not opinions, wisdom. What is wisdom? James, tell us how to ask for it. Lord, I'm facing this dilemma. Grant me your godly wisdom to the glory of Christ. Amen. Now, that's just an example, okay? However you talk to God. However you talk to God, excuse me, awareness. No one knows when the Son of Man is returning. Is he coming next year, next month, 300 years from now? No one knows. But one thing we do know, he's returning. And it behooves us to be prepared and ready now. Pray with me again, this prayer. Dear Lord, give us wisdom and discernment as we navigate new territory each step of our journey. The days are wrought with unexpected turns and sudden hurdles that arise seemingly out of nowhere. Help us to make decisions aligned with your Holy Spirit. Keep us on your well-lit path of righteousness and godliness, our spirits intertwined faithfully with thine. In Jesus we pray, amen. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise. You know, the foolish man said, and it's quoted twice in Psalms, there is no God. You know, the foolish man sounds just as foolish as the parable of the rich young fool. Remember that? Again, depending on translation, 9 times, 10 times, I, me, my, you know, I'm going to build more barns. Hey, you got to give an account of your life. We don't know when death is coming or when this Christ is returning. So let's be wise and let's be humble, full of meekness. There we go. Walk as children of light. Galatians 5:25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Ephesians 5:8 reads, at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Let us pray again. Lord, we have known darkness on this journey. We have experienced it and lived it in its blinding and suffocating presence. We strive to never return there. O God, for your grace and mercy found us and rescued us. You open our eyes to your light, your Son, Christ Jesus. You breathed into our souls and created our life anew. We came up from waters of baptism as a child of light. Thank you, dear Father. Keep us in your light today, always, in Jesus. Blessed Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, you can't be in between, because we know what Jesus said to the church, that, oh, hey, you know what? I'm going to be lukewarm. I'm going to straddle the fence. Nope. Can't do that. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the world, which is serving Satan. It's just that clear cut. You know, we can't just straddle the line. You know, I remember during the Cold War in the 80s. Just about everybody in here remember the Cold War. You either communist or you American. Okay, because we're the leaders of the free world. You can't straddle the fence. You can't straddle the Atlantic Ocean, or you can't straddle the DMZ. We have to take our relationship with Christ that serious. As a matter of fact, it's more important. Let us continue on. Keep in step. Now, I mentioned earlier, our fatigue is a result of not being energized the right way. We can find time to do anything that we like to do, true or false. Amen, Brother John. I'm not going to pick on anyone, because I was critiqued before I prepared and rehearsed this. You pick any hobby you want. you're going to find time to do it. Well, what about Jesus? Think about it. What about Jesus? We read here in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence. English Standard says vigilance, same difference. From it flows the issues of life. Guard your heart, for out of it spring the issues. What are the issues of life? All you have to do is turn on the news. Turn on your favorite news network and just sit there for about 30 minutes. You'll see what the issues of life are. Okay? The issues of life are going to continue to be in a flux of chaos until Christ returns. Okay? There's no solution but God, his son, Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us pray again. O Lord, direct each step we take. We pray, keep our feet from any snare of trap. Guard our hearts with your Holy Spirit. Many voices, thoughts, opinions circulate and seek to land within the fields of our minds. But we have inclined our ears and souls to you. Our hearts is lifted, O God, to your voice and only your voice. By your sovereign power, I soundly tune the world out and meaningless concerns. We have set our feet upon your word. I will proceed by your commandments. In Jesus we pray, amen. We want to keep in step. Be filled. Some of us, I thought about that song, Running on Empty. I'm not going to repeat the lyrics. Some of us are running on empty. Sometimes John Bell runs on empty and not filled with the Spirit. How do we fill ourselves with the Spirit? Keeping and sustaining Christ first and foremost. Is it easy? No. Is it difficult? Sometimes. But we have to press on regardless. You know, we see that Jesus, he's always with us. But we have to keep on keeping on. Don't you know that you are God's temple and that the Holy Spirit lives in you? We read in Matthew chapter 12:24, our Lord, giving his harsh language to those who rejected him. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But those, Matthew 15:18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. And this is a good one here, Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure in his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And here's Proverbs 15:2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours evil. Let us pray. Pour your abundant and measureless spirit into our lives, O God. Let our cups overflow with your light and your love. Let there be no room for any darkness, nor unchristlike ways. Day by day, minute by minute, may we remain an open and ready vessel, fully receptive to thy Holy Spirit. In Jesus we pray. Amen. This is the last one right here. Let me sum up. What are the indicators that we are lacking in the Holy Spirit or grieving? Now, if you're worried about blasphemy, that's another subject for another day. I really didn't want to go that direction. You're probably not blaspheming God, okay? That's just real pure demonic, satanic defiance, okay? But we can grieve, we can hurt the Holy Spirit when we're not honoring and glorifying Christ. When we refuse to exercise and or exemplify self-denying love. You know, the greatest sacrifice, our Lord and Savior died while we were still sinners. You know, there's great memorials that's built. Europe, United States, almost every civilized country, those who have given their lives in war. How about us giving our lives to Christ? This is the last prayer. Let us pray. Lord, help us this day, tonight, to be more productive in solitude and inner meditation, unseen by those around us, yet deeply soul-stirring and uplifting. 1 minute isolated in thought with you brings peace, control, and absolute focus. 1 moment spent recalling your sacred word can bring about transformative power in our time of need, lifting the shadows from our hearts, the storms from our inner being, casting out darkness of hatred, arrogance, and self-righteousness. Enter our hearts, Holy Spirit. Now, Donnie talked about what we need to be focused on. Those things which are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and commendable. Then Paul ends the verse, if there's any excellence, remember, Christ is the standard. If there's any excellent or anything praiseworthy, think about or dwell on these things. That's what we have to do. Christ died on the cross for our sins. What are you doing to reciprocate gratitude for his sacrifice? And it goes for me too. You know, we have to lead by example. We never retire working for the Lord. Even if you're in a wheelchair or even blind, I've known members, I said, great day in the morning. Wow. And I'm up here sitting down watching Monday Night Football. Now, see, I named a hobby. That's Brother Bell, okay? But seriously, we have to take this life serious. I don't know how long we're going to be here. How many know this song? Well, I'm going to lead it. Let us together sing. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to stay, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Out of my heart, out of
Closing prayer, anybody?
Please bow. Lord God Almighty, we come to you this evening in worship to glorify your name and to give honor to you. We ask that the things we do are appropriate and bring honor to all mankind and be able to be an example for you and of you. Help us to have the things that we need, the blessings we need, the knowledge of our word, the ability to talk to others and to teach them about you. Help us be able to reach out into the community and bring you closer to them so that they may draw closer to you. Help us with the other blessings we need day by day, food, shelter, and all the rest. We ask that in the end you bring us home to heaven, and all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.